You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL at night.
And welcome back to KSL at night. You're here with me, Leah Murray. And maybe my favorite thing that's ever happened is I'm co-hosting a podcast with one of my students. Adam,
great
do you
to be
remember?
Here.
Do you remember being in my classes?
So I 100% remember being in your classes. I've tried to block out a lot of what happened. No, in fact, I was relaying this story to someone earlier. A great memory that I have is I had just gotten off a 2-year mission and trying to figure out school. I got home in November and was like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
And I had heard that doing an internship at the state legislature was a thing. And that really intrigued me. I had always loved politics and government. I had always loved policy. I wasn't good at any of them. But I really had like a desire to do something in politics. And so I walked up to the social science building.
That old building.
The old, awful building. And I have very distinct memories in some classes of ceiling tiles falling on
your
desks.
Head? Did they
next
fall on your head?
Never on my head, but to empty desks next to me. Thank goodness no one wanted to sit by me. You could have been very seriously injured. But I walked up and I found a secretary, and there wasn't really a lot of people on campus at the time. And I just said, can anyone point me to a way that I can do an internship at the legislature? And I remember the secretary said, go to Dr. Murray's office. It's down the hall. So I walked down the hall, knocked on your door. You were in your office, and you said, who are you? What can I do for you?
I'm so welcoming.
And I said, hi, my name is Adam. I would really love to do an internship at the state legislature. And you go, okay, tell me about yourself. And so I did. And it was a very, very short resume. And you said, okay, great, we'll be in touch. And I got to do it.
Yeah.
You picked me.
I love that.
Kind of how it started. Was my very first semester in college was an internship at the legislature.
Oh, that is very cool. Although now I look back at that and I think I should have made you take classes before I sent you to the legislature.
You totally should have. This is my entire life is your fault.
My memory, Adam, like I just remember, didn't you sit in that one classroom like you were over here?
Yes.
Right. I remember right where you sat. I always tell students like I will remember where students sit like forever and the energy that they have in a classroom. But yeah, like, so how do I say? It's the end of the semester. I feel like students hate faculty the most at this moment. But to a certain extent, I didn't hurt you.
No. Oh, my gosh. No.
There was no harm done.
You know, I had some great professors at Weber State.
Yeah.
And there's some whose classes I did not do well in. And Dr. Fudge. but I loved his class. And I loved your class. The thing that made your class so neat is I remember when I had it, I had done my internship at the legislature. And while there, a member of Congress, our member was Congressman Rob Bishop, and he came to speak to the legislature, and he saw me in the hall and he said, hey, I remember you. How do I remember you? And I said, oh, I was a Senate page in high school. And so I lived out in D.C. You remember? He's like, yes, I remember. So what are you doing with your life? And I said, well, I'm interning here. I would love to work for you one day. And he goes, great. Come out to D.C. next year and you can work in my office and see if you like it. I did that. I worked in his office for a semester through Weber State, lived out in Washington, D.C., and worked on Capitol Hill. It was an amazing experience for me. And then my very last day, the chief of staff came up to me and he said, you did a great job this summer, and we want to offer you the job of campaign manager for Congressman Rob Bishop. And that's kind of how I got my big start in campaigns. And so I really can trace it back to like knocking on your door and, hey, this is what I want to do. That was a tremendous impact for me.
Yeah.
And I still remember it. I saw you up at Capitol Hill during the session. We gave each other a big hug and talked
favorite.
For a long time and with President Morrison.
And I have to tell you, I came back from that because like my memory of it, which might be wrong, because it was the end.
It was
of,
like 11 o'clock
yeah,
at night.
Late at night. And all the lights were low. It felt mm-hmm. like it was really dark. And all of you all were sitting out in the lobby waiting for like legislators
we're
to
lobbyists.
Come out. And
we
I
hang
was
out
like,
in lobbies.
I know. And I went back to my students. I'm like, this is why we call it lobbying, because yeah. they sit in the lobby when they're doing this work. And I love... Like, gosh, I need to have you come and talk to my students about why you do internships, right? Because what you just said is like, it's about the Rolodex.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's about running into Rob Bishop, these kind of serendipitous moments, but you got to kind of get in those places, right? To make
and you
those
gotta
moments.
Stand out.
Right. Well, there, yeah, yeah. No, that's yeah. right. You got to be good, but you've got to also be in places where people
are.
Have the opportunity to see you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I love that. So I'm thinking, like, I just want to like talk about that a little bit because you're my student and I am so happy to be doing this with you. And I also love that on LinkedIn, people are like, now you get to argue with your former professor. I was like, yeah, this is going to be great. And I wanted to like talk about this with you, Adam, a little bit is there was an article today on KSL.com about Utah education reaching out to immigrants. Right. And I thought it was really interesting because let me just make sure I get this data right. They're saying like some 80% of people who live in Utah from abroad, right? So these are people who are here, you know, from other places on the planet. More than 80% of them have bachelor's degrees or hires. They also have an average of like 11 years professional work experience.
Which that is amazing. You never hear a stat like that.
I know. When we talk about this stuff, we don't talk about it. And so you're kind of like, we have a teaching labor shortage. I don't know how else to say that better, right? So we have teachers who are leaving. We've talked about that a lot on KSL. And now you're kind of like, maybe, how about we let people who have a bachelor's degree, have been educators in other countries, like that might be really cool. And so in this article, they're talking about allowing or figuring out how to help immigrants take their foreign credentials and make them Utah teaching licenses. Like, what do you think about that?
So we do this with a lot of other professions. So one thing that Utah is very known for is, you know, we don't like government intrusion.
Right.
And we change licensing to with different situations. And we had a problem a few years ago where military men and women are transferred to Hill Air Force Base or some other installation. And their spouse is a teacher. Their spouse is an electrician, something. And they get here and none of that transfers here. And so the legislature saw that as a big problem, which
yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
And so they made reciprocity for anyone serving in the military that is transferred here, that their spouse has reciprocity on their license. What a great idea.
Yeah. So reciprocity just basically means if you are a licensed teacher in Nevada,
yeah.
we're going to just acknowledge whatever that license says. Okay.
And
gotcha.
It's really
yeah.
cool that we're exploring some of that with really smart people that have moved to the state of Utah that have dual language experience
right.
that can be teaching our kids.
Right.
So they meet all the requirements. Why not look into this? If you're qualified, you're qualified.
Do you think it takes legislative action like you just talked about? Does that make sense? So, I guess I'm asking, you know, the legislature's trying to say, let's have reciprocity for military. Does the legislature have to make a move that says we have a teacher shortage? Or is it already, have they already done this? Does that make sense? Like,
They've done it. I don't know about teaching specifically,
yeah.
but I know like Speaker of the House, Mike Schultz and other leaders have really gone into the weeds on licensing to see what the requirements are and what the Department of Commerce can do on their own
yeah.
versus what needs to be fixed with legislative action. And so I know that if it can be fixed just by DOPL, which is under Department of Commerce, they handle professional licensing. They could fix it on their own. They will.
Yeah.
And if they can't, the legislature, I'm sure, is more than willing to work with the Cox administration to get something like this fixed.
Yeah. And I mean, it's a win-win-win-win-win.
It sounds
right?
like it.
Like, we need the teachers. These are people who have cool life experience, right? Like, I think
right.
it's fun for them to be able to talk about, like, if you were a teacher, talking about your lived experience, like the things that you've done, is a value add in the classroom, right? So people coming from other countries, it's probably...
Venezuela has gone through a crazy amount of turmoil. And to have a teacher who's like qualified, speaks Spanish, speaks English,
right,
who worked there and is now in Utah and could add that life experience here for my kids.
Awesome. That's very neat. All right. So thank you so much for listening to KSL at Night. If you are listening, you missed part of the show. Don't forget, you can check out our podcast on kslpodcast.com. Just look up KSL at Night and we'll see you tomorrow night, 7 or 9 p.m.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.